Hello, friend. You know, it's almost graduation day, and this May, my family is celebrating two graduations, my son from college and my daughter from medical school. Even my youngest son is within sight of the finish line and will graduate from college next year. And of course, each May we still remember the special moments of high school graduations. It's an amazing time. In the face of these rites of passage, I am reminded of the many stories that have marked our lives. My daughter's first day at kindergarten in a new town. The Halloween one son dressed as a little man and so looked the part. The time my other son flew alone to space camp at age 10. Their precious days as acolytes in our church. The friends they helped out, the teachers that they loved, the gift of laughter they gave us and so many others, his first fish, her first kiss, his first apartment, their last games. No matter where you are in your journey, with little ones still at home or like me with adult children, your family has its own set of stories. This is especially true if you are blessed by grandparents who are a virtual wellspring of stories. In the weeks to come, my monthly and Spiritree Story podcast will offer ideas about using story as a positive force in your life. For now, let me tell you that just begin thinking of your past as a collection of narratives. And the next time you have a moment to spare, start a notebook or a journal of the wonderful and even not so wonderful things you remember within your family. The act of remembering will be a blessing all its own, and the collection of stories of your family will let you see how incredible your lives have been and how much you all have shared together. And of course, I would love to hear some of the stories that your family treasures. You are meant to be a blessing. Have a wonderful day.